This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, admitting our sins as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We're talking about today how we must admit our sins as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Now, as we know, we live in this modern technological age in which committing sins has become so incredibly easy and accessible. And not only has committing sins become so incredibly easy and accessible, but many a times it has become very natural for us to commit these sins, even though committing sins is a break in the natural order. So what we're saying is that not committing sins, meaning being in a state of purity, is actually the natural, balanced state of affairs, right? And when we commit a sin, we are actually breaking that natural order that has been created. So committing a sin is actually unnatural, and committing a sin is abnormal, if we say. But because of the modern age that we live in, of course, we have been led to believe that committing sins and indulging in these kind of sins is actually something that is normal. That is what is happening in the present day. And so eventually what happens is that we forget that we are committing sins. It is almost like a slumber and a sleep of negligence. So we become careless. We become negligent, we become unaware that we are caught in this self-destructive cycle of committing sins. And we start to realize that all of these things are normal. It is normal to listen to prohibited music. It is normal to watch prohibited things. It is normal to backbite. It is normal to slander, right? Even though, as we said, none of these things are normal. But the way that the world is now being run under the commands and the orders of Shaitan and the forces of Shaitan, all of these committing of these kind of sins has become normalized, and people have become accustomed to doing these things, even though they are against the natural order created by the Almighty Allah. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we were talking about how admitting to our sins is really an important part of our Islamic lifestyle. We talked about how we live in a modern age where sins, which are something that are abnormal, something that is breaking the natural order, it is against the natural order, has been made not only very easily available and easily accessible, but it has also been normalized so that people don't feel bad about committing sins. Now, in such an environment, the Islamic teachings given to us by the Holy Quran and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, and the infallible Imams, peace and blessings upon them all, they have taught us that we must admit that we are committing a sin. This is the first and foremost step towards a purification and a self-purification, which leads to a ultimate perfection. If we do not admit that we are committing sins, then well, we will never be ashamed about it. We will never regret committing those sins, and we will never be able to move on and purify ourselves. We will always be stuck in this whirlpool of committing sins and never asking for repentance. So first and foremost, we need to take time out and reflect, ideally on a daily basis. If not, at least two or three times a week, think about the things we have done, and really think about all of the sins that we have committed throughout our life. And once we admit that these were sins, these were errors, then we move towards repentance and istighfar, and then we move towards a self-purification. But, dear friends, it all starts with the admitting that we have committed an error and we have committed sins as a part of our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.